Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
When the Ballston School Committee meets tonight to vote on Mayor Walsh's plan to extend the school day, there will be two new faces. The newest member is also the third Ballston Public School parent on the board. WBUR's Dolores Handy has this profile.
Almost 1 year to the day that he was sworn in as the 72nd mayor of Boston, Martin Walsh administered the oath of office to Regina Robinson, a Hyde Park resident who was dean of students at Cambridge College.
Thank you so much, Mayor Walsh. I must admit that 7 years ago, this was not on my trajectory.
As she told the audience gathered for her swearing-in ceremony, she and her family had moved to Boston from Virginia when they received life-altering news about the impending birth of her second child.
We found out that he was going to have Down syndrome, and my life changed. That is not in the parenting handbook of life. My husband and I really grappled with, what do we do with this new normal?
This new normal meant a world of advocacy, but being involved itself is not new. She says she comes from a background of strong parental activism, starting with her own parents. Her sister, who attended the swearing-in ceremony with their parents, is also a member of the school board in her hometown in Tennessee.
I realized that there was a new path set out for our family. And my world opened up to the world of disability, to a vulnerable population that many times is undervalued and invisible. And our eyes and our hearts were open to a community of parents who really need to be heard.
So she became involved with early intervention and other readiness programs even before her son Josiah was old enough for school. It was through her advocacy that she met Mayor Walsh.
You know, over the last year, we're making a lot of changes and working on making our school system the best school system in the country. And I've had a chance to talk to a lot of people. And Regina's part of our superintendent search. Regina comes from SpedPAC, and that's a group of parents and activists that were very vocal in the mayor's race and very active and concerned about young people that need help and services.
From the time that Josiah was first born, I listened, I absorbed the information given to me, given to my husband, and then the support systems. There are so many support systems, whether you ask for them or not. Our city is set up well to really support families.
Josiah is enrolled at the Franklin Roosevelt School in Hyde Park, a BPS full inclusion school where students with disabilities are in classrooms with students without disabilities. Robinson and her husband now have four children. The youngest, Jeremiah, is 2.5 years old.
And I can't wait until next year to put Jeremiah in the lottery and get him to the Roosevelt. I think with the teachers that Josiah had in kindergarten, I have many, many fond memories of their support that they provided because it was a pretty fearful process. And they opened their arms to our family.
A key task for her as a member of the school committee is selection of a new superintendent of schools. Robinson notes that there are other challenges ahead, too.
I know we have, you know, budgetary challenges. I know we have large populations of children who really need services. I also want to recognize the possibilities, and I want to recognize the potential that we have if we work together, if we listen to one another, for the great success that we can have as a district.
As for what she looks forward to most, there's a long list. It includes stronger parent-teacher partnerships and IEPs, the individual education plans for children with special needs.
I look forward to seeing our children, all of our children, but especially those with disabilities, have a voice at the table, especially those who are of age, to sit in an IEP meeting and to really advocate for themselves. There's no greater joy than seeing a child advocate for themselves.
Her appointment means that half of the current six members of the school committee are parents of students in Boston Public Schools. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.